Welcome back, everybody. Today is day
7.
And today we are bringing to Jesus the souls who especially venerate and glorify his mercy. So do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Go first.
Okay.
Go for it.
So I was kind of just thinking a little bit about this. Actually, I didn't really quite know what to share, so I asked Ken what I should share. And he thought maybe I could share about some ways that we could help spread the divine mercy.
Sure.
And so I was just thinking about that. One of the ways is obviously like in our homes, we could have an image of the divine mercy so that when people come into our homes, they see it, right? Or, you know, maybe you have a medal of the divine mercy, or maybe you have a prayer card in your purse. I noticed somebody had posted that in the group that they had an image of the divine mercy in their wallet. Or it could be... I don't know, on your keychain. Could be anywhere. But other than that, like other ways to spread divine mercy would be doing acts of mercy to people as well. So, you know, kind of like the common things of like, you know, forgiving people and being kind to those that maybe are more challenging to be around. Just being a contact of joy.
Maybe I'll jump in here because that kind of overlaps with what I was going to say. So,
go ahead.
Unless you have another point.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
So I was thinking about too, though, those who, again, sorry, read the...
Okay, bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy.
How do we glorify God's mercy? I think it's, I came across something on the internet that I thought was very helpful for today is the ABCs of divine mercy. Number one, or A, is ask. Ask for God's mercy. Throughout St. Faustina's writings, Jesus is always inviting us to ask his mercy. Mm. So we need to ask. And it's really interesting. Some people think mercy is for everyone. God's mercy is just kind of a blanket that goes across the earth. And that's not true. God's mercy is not for everyone. It's for those who ask. We have to ask and we have to turn away from sin. So that's who God's mercy is for. So one, A, ask. B, is be merciful, which you kind of touched on, is that we need to be able to give what we have received. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2840, I think, it says, in refusing to forgive our brother and sister, our hearts are closed, and their hardness makes us resistant to the Father's merciful love. So if we want to be able to receive God's mercy, we have to be able to give it. And what greater way to be agents of God's love than to forgive those who have hurt us. When we are refusing to forgive somebody, it's almost as though we say to Jesus on the cross, your love is not enough for their sin, because we're not willing to forgive them. And so we need to be merciful. A, accept God's mercy. B, be merciful. C, is completely trust in the divine providence of God and trust in his love for us. And so that's, I think, if we follow those ABCs, we'll be agents of God's mercy and it'll be more effective in sharing it as well. So those are my thoughts.
Those are good thoughts.
All right.
All right. So remember to post below when you did your Divine Mercy Chaplet and what you did for your fitness. All right.
Okay.
Thanks everybody for joining.
Have a great day.
God bless.
Bye.